and you are listening to Flashpoints on Pacifica Radio. Again, we go to the Oak Grove trees just above UC Berkeley, where apparently the police for the UC came on to a tree sitter named Dumpster Muffin, who you heard interviewed on this show last week. And as soon as she came down from her sit, she was surrounded and arrested, despite the fact that she was not in good physical condition. She is now in the hospital. Joining us to talk about what happened and the actions of the police, who apparently risked the health of this young tree sitter, is Air. He is spokesperson and a tree sitter himself for the Oak Groves, and also L.A. Wood. He was an official eyewitness who filmed the tree sitters coming down and what happened with the police. L.A. Wood, we don't have a lot of time, but tell us very precisely. You were an eyewitness. You videotaped this situation. Exactly what happened when Dumpster Muffin, this tree sitter, came down and set foot on Earth?
Well, I was called in to bear witness and to monitor the police and to secure a kinder, gentler citation and release of three tree sitters today, and Dumpster Muffin was the third. She came out of the tree, came down the tree. It wasn't evident that she was very fatigued, because the weight of coming down the tree is a lot easier than going up. And she had complained earlier of some medical problems, but I sensed that was very reluctant to talk to the police about it. She got on the ground, she unbuckled, they walked her about 10 feet away where she dropped to her knees, and they'd asked her if she was okay. She said she was faint. They lifted her back up again, proceeded to pull her hands behind her to check her pockets and such, and then she dropped to her knees again and sat there. And then the vice chief of police, Ms. Shalaya, basically said, well, you know, if you can't walk out of the Grove, then you're going to Highland Hospital. I have to take you there. And I tried to remind the vice chief that we had a doctor who had she had agreed to see as her doctor, and he was waiting in the Grove and was to be called in. But they picked her up, one person on either side of them, and basically hauled her out of the Grove without much concern about whether she was going to faint again, and I understand that she went to Highland Hospital today.
Well, here's what that doctor said. We're talking about Dr. Larry Bedard, who is certified in emergency medicine, and I'm quoting him now. He says, quote, when the young woman fell to her knees the first time, the police should have immediately laid her down, elevated her legs, and administered first aid. She should have had her pulse checked and blood pressure evaluated. Instead, they lifted her back to her feet and dragged her along. This is what you are confirming. She collapsed twice more before they allowed any medical assessment. This was clearly an improper procedure. And the police better hope to hell that this woman doesn't suffer permanent damage from this kind of treatment. Also on the line, as I said, is Air. He is a tree sitter himself, and he's in communication with the three tree sitters who's still up in the trees. Air, welcome to Flashpoints.
Hey, thanks. Yeah, I'm just a lowly ground supporter. I haven't been much of a tree sitter, but here we are at the Oak Grove Memorial tree sit.
This
is our 19-month anniversary today, and the tree sitters are more resolved than ever. They're recommitted to defending the sacred and beautiful place, and they're not coming down until this grove is protected.
I think one of the problems I want to talk to you about is the fact that the police have, in essence, attempted to nutritionally, and I use this word advisedly, nutritionally starve the tree sitters by only allowing the kinds of foods that will not give them nourishment up in the trees. Is this correct?
It's absolutely 100% correct. They're basically rations of two or maybe three energy bars or power bars a day. You know, that's not a sufficient diet, and they are being weakened by it, as we saw in the case of Dumpster Muffin.
And they have prevented, like groups, grandmothers, from bringing and giving the kind of food that would be nourishing and would make sure that they wouldn't be at risk at these high heights where they are.
Yeah, they not only prevented it, they have lied about it. On Sunday, there was about 75 people here, including the grandmothers for the Oaks. Because of all the people, they said, oh, I will send up 4 bags of food tomorrow if all the food is sealed. We got 4 bags together of all sealed food. And, of course, lo and behold, Monday came the next day, and they didn't send up a thing as far as food. So, we're demanding that they have a healthy diet. We're prepared to provide it for them, as we have been for 19 months. Even the Berkeley City Council has now come out and sent a letter to the university saying they're concerned about the situation and a neutral third party should be allowed to provide food for these brave heroes.
Okay. What are you asking people to do, and will they be able to see this videotape? Because I know what happened today was, in fact, taped.
It'll definitely be on YouTube. LA could tell you more about that, but Be Citizen, if you go to YouTube and go to Be Citizen, we have tons of stuff on there that LA's produced. As far as what we're asking people to do is keep the pressure on. If you can come out here, we have a 24-hour-a-day, 7-day-a-week encampment right on the street where we're supporting these people. We're going to continue to try to get them food. Somebody was just arrested about 20 minutes ago for trying to throw up some oranges to them. So we're asking for people to energize on all levels. If you have a helicopter, we would love your services. You can call us, 510-938-2109, 510-938-2109. Also, you can continue to put in calls to the university police, to the university administration, and demand that they, one, protect this Oak Grove forever, and two, not starve people out. This is 2008. People are not,
How's our Berkeley mayor doing here? How's the Berkeley mayor doing? Is he very supportive? Is he fighting for the tree sitters?
He's not supportive. He voted against the last two, the resolution to send a letter to them twice now demanding that they provide food. Luckily, we have the votes, but not his vote. So he needs to go. He's not representing the citizens of this community in a good way. Clearly, most of the people in Berkeley really want this grove to stand and do not agree with these people being starved out. But at the city council meeting on Monday, we had 800 people there. Everybody who spoke in favor of protecting the grove and spoke in support of the tree sitters. Only the person that spoke against it was the university representative. So he's not going to be reelected, partly because of this issue, but furthermore, and more importantly, we're asking people to energize, come on out here, support these brave people, and if you can't do that, pick a place near you that's threatened, defend it. If you see somebody being mistreated near you, being oppressed near you, stand with those people. We really appreciate your efforts there, Flashpoints, to raise all kind of issues that are important all around the globe. Thanks a lot.
All right. Thank you, Air. Thank you, L.A. Wood. Thank you for the report. You're listening to Flashpoints on Pacifica Radio.